Daryl Geyer gets released from Santa Rita jail back in April.
It was pretty terrible. And I'm not overstating any of it.
Now, he's trying to get back on his feet, and that means finding housing in the Bay Area in the middle of a pandemic. And not once, but several times. First, he needs to find somewhere to land right after getting released. Daryl doesn't have anywhere lined up. But thanks to hours of phone wrangling from an attorney, he gets connected to All of Us or None. That's a grassroots organization that spends tens of thousands of dollars on motel vouchers for people like Daryl who were released from jails and prisons during the pandemic. So Daryl's first stop is at the Quality Inn in Oakland. And then, Daryl comes down with COVID-19 symptoms.
So initially it was like a really bad headache, and then I developed like, you know, the dry cough. And then body aches, which were so horrible.
He tests positive and quarantines himself at the motel. He has no money.
But basically, I've been sustaining myself on this little continental breakfast every morning. And that had pretty much been it. So I'll have a cup of coffee and two little pastries. And that is my meal throughout the day, basically.
He has no transportation.
Because, you know, I'm semi-stranded as well. I'm way out by the Coliseum, you know, no funds for BART, no funds for, you know, any other transportation. So I'm basically stuck out here.
And there's a looming deadline. Daryl's time at the Quality Inn is running out. Alameda County is leasing the motel as part of Project Room Key, the county's isolation housing program for unhoused people. So everyone has to be out by April 30th. The Alameda County Probation Department reaches out to the last remaining motel residents like Daryl. Here's Chief Probation Officer Wendy Stills.
Probation, we took over responsibility for placing the individuals that were at the hotel.
Daryl says a probation officer directed him to Operation Comfort, which is part of Project Room Key. He completes the intake interview, but doesn't get a spot.
And then when the issue of my conviction came up, they're like, oh, well, we're very sorry, you know, but we can't house you through our services because of your conviction. 2 days, and then I'm in a doorway somewhere. So it's scary, you know. I don't want to end up on the street, I honestly don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of days.
I asked Chief Probation Officer Wendy Stills about Daryl's specific situation. She says she'd look into it. The next day, which is the day before Daryl has to leave the Quality Inn, he gets a flurry of calls, including this one.
Can you hold on 1 second? All right, so that was actually Project Comfort again. They wanted permission for the test results, so maybe they're going to reaccept me.
In a reversal, Daryl ends up getting into Operation Comfort.
I guess they were using archaic paperwork and apologized profusely about, you know, me being turned away.
It's not totally clear what happened, but Chief Wendy Stills later confirmed that State Parole, the Probation Department, and the Public Defender's Office all coordinated behind the scenes on Daryl's case. Alameda County spokesperson Jerry Randrup said via email that, as a policy, people are not denied entry into Operation Comfort for criminal history because it's not checked as part of the intake process. So Daryl moves into his next stop, Operation Comfort, which is at the Comfort Inn right next door to where he was staying. He says staff are treating residents well. He gets a part-time job working remotely for a law office. He signs up for food stamps and adjusts to life in the motel.
You know, they have some rules. You know, you got to wear a mask all the time. They pretty much make you stay in your room all day, but we get three breaks. It's almost like it's like being in a really comfortable prison, like or a prison with carpeting. Because I look out the window and there's like guards walking the perimeter. Hold on 1 second. My door, 1 second. Sorry, that was a temperature check. They come around twice a day and they do our temperatures. I haven't had a temperature in, what, like 4 days, 5 days? And the body aches are almost gone, so I think I'm past the worst part of it.
But still, this place isn't a permanent solution. A week and a half after he arrives, he gets a notice saying he has to leave.
So I woke up this morning, and with this, it's not just me, there's a whole bunch of us with this sign on our door: congratulations, you have completed your stay at Operation Comfort. Now that you're healthy again, it is time to help you transition back to the community. This is a formal 72-hour notice that you'll be expected to vacate on 5/14/20. After 2 p.m. on 5/14/20, all meals, cigarettes, and alcohol will be withheld, and the Oakland Police Department will be notified that you're trespassing. I was like, wow, that's a real nice way to say get out.
Via email, county spokesperson Jerry Randrup stated, the majority of our clients leave as agreed, and no one has been removed forcefully. So once again, Daryl has just a few days to figure out where he's going next. He doesn't have any housing leads, and he doesn't want to stay at a shelter.
I can't work from there. I can't do anything from there. You know what I mean? And the door opens up at 6 in the morning, they kick you out in the street, and you come back at like 8 o'clock at night.
Remember, Daryl's just got a job that's earning him some much-needed money. It requires answering phones and sometimes being on the computer, not easy to do without somewhere indoors, especially during shelter-in-place when libraries and coffee shops are closed. According to the county, only about two-thirds of the 522 rooms leased for Project Room Key are occupied as of May 18th. And so, for the third time since getting out of Santa Rita, Daryl scrambles to find a place to go.
I called and emailed and texted, you know, probably 20 or 25 different agencies all over the Bay Area asking for, like, you know, housing help. And basically all of them were referring me to the congregate shelters, you know, and said that those are pretty much the only alternatives right now, which was a little disheartening.
Luckily, he was able to stay at a friend's house for a couple days. When I check back in, Daryl says that one of the organizations he reached out to, Roots Clinic, finally got back to him and offered him a spot in one of the FEMA trailers as part of an Oakland City program called Operation Home Base.
And then I had to go today over on Hagenberger, where they have all the trailers, for another intake interview, and I was accepted on the spot. So it's rent-free for 6 months, it's free meals, it's free. So the opportunity to work and save money is like ideal.
Daryl says he wants to save up money to get himself an apartment, but that may take a few months.
I mean, it's hard because, you know, there's, you know, I want to, you know, get back out there and you know, get three jobs again and make money and live my life. And, you know, it's just hard because, you know, I have to keep worrying about where I'm going to be, you know, who I have to end up paying for rent. How am I going to save money here? You know, changing an address every, you know, 15 days has been hard because, you know, I have to, you know, sign up for my stimulus check. I have to do this, I have to do that. And if my address keeps changing, then I have to, like, you know, remember to go back and change my address with all these different places that are mailing me things. And it's just, you know, and then notifying parole that I'm moving here and there and everywhere. It's difficult.
To recap, Daryl gets out of Santa Rita. He gets into a motel thanks to an organization spending tens of thousands of its own dollars. Then, according to Daryl, because of an error, he was nearly rejected from a county program designed to house people exactly like him. He gets a 72-hour notice to leave from there, where the only housing option he's offered is for shelters where he can't properly do his job. He has to rely on a friend for housing to not end up on the streets. Finally, he gets a spot in a trailer in a city program, but only because he took the initiative to find and contact a referring organization directly. Daryl knows he's lucky. He's got a lot more support and know-how than many other people in his situation. But even so, it's been a struggle for him to find housing.
Once you fall so far down, it's clearly hard to pick yourself back up. And, you know, I definitely don't want to go this low again. You know, because there's like a, you know, this plateau that you reach, and once you go below it, it's almost impossible. You know, unless you have some, you know, really good, you know, talking skills and you can like talk people into doing what you want, or you haven't burned all of your bridges and you have, you know, people that still care about you that are willing to put themselves out there for you. Unless you have either of those two, I mean, you're destined to, you know, end up in a tent or under a bridge, it seems.
For KPFA, I'm Lucy Kang.